Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Base three, coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a photo of the Derby. Oh, it's a photo. Was it Mystic Dan? Or was it Sierra Leone? Forever Young was between them. Catching freedom. Finish fourth. A photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.
One of the most dramatic horse races in quite a long time. So Mystic Dan down on the inside. There was all manner of interference, which has been hotly debated around the world. Where in the world is Brad Blanksy? He was at the Kentucky Derby. Hello to you, Blanksy.
Oh, Jared, yes, sir. How are you, mate? Yeah, it was a great Derby, the 150th Derby, and it was plenty of action, wasn't it? Straight out of the gates. It's crazily one of those races where you can win or lose it in the first 50 yards, and a few horses definitely went astray in that first 50. Like Honor Marie and Just a Touch was an early fancy, and they went sideways. Fierceness was the favourite, and that went out probably a bit too hard. And then you had all the scrimmaging going on around the bend that it actually started, if you want to go back. And you can throw a bit of mud on Sierra Leone for coming in on the Japanese horse, Forever Young. But then Forever Young was knocking things, at about the 500-metre mark. So there was a lot happening in that. And at the end of it all, everyone just forgot about Mystic Dan that ran up on the rail.
What has the debate in the aftermath been like as to whether horses should have been disqualified, relegated, jockey fouls reaching over, etc.? It's been a very odd postscript.
Yeah, it's everything. The nuances have been debated. Like, should have the Japanese spoke up after the race? And there's been cultural dissections that they're not ones to lodge an objection. But overall, the stewards, if they thought that something was awry, they're the ones that put the big OBJ red letters up on the board there at Churchill Downs, and they did not do it, which is crazy. About 6 years ago, probably 5 years ago, they were quick to bring down maximum security that passed the post first, which was the first protest in like 130 years. So, and that was upheld. And so it's interesting they did not. I think that was more, why did they not lodge the objection more than anything when you did see two horses there coming in on each other? Maybe their equation was they cancelled each other out, but the debate was very strong.
What was the Derby like as an event this year, Blanksy?
Yeah, very good. There was a sense of excitement in this one. I think there's nothing like the 150th to bring out a little bit of extra pageantry. And they've got new grant. They've invested some money. These American racetracks are quite interesting because sometimes you can walk into them and think all they need is a lick of paint and you could raise the admission by $10 and people would still turn up. But in this case, they put in a whole new amphitheatre-style mounting yard paddock. Along the lines of Royal Randwick and Royal Ascot. So that was exciting to be around and people could get more access to watching the horses pre-race. In terms of the big race, it had everything. It had, as you like to say, the intersection of sports and pop culture. This had it all. It had Travis Kelce in the crowd, a guy that straddles that very well. And Aaron Rodgers goes every year and Kid Rock was there, the normal guys that turn up to the Derby every year. But it was spectacular and a fantastic event. Never lets you down. I always tell Aussies, get over if you can. It was a good. I saw Kieran Maher there. He actually walked from the backstretch. which was pretty good. I had a nice chat with him as we, and the walk from the back stretch is that nice walk pre-derby where you walk back and you have 150,000 people cheering the owners. And he and I were standing there and just wandering over with 20 of the Kentucky Derby horses. It was a fantastic experience, but it was nice to bump into him on about the, just on the first turn of Churchill Downs, a funny place to run into one of Australia's elite horse trainers.
I wasn't totally sure I'd get you today, Blanksy, because game one of the Pacers Knicks series is on at the Garden right now. They're in the last quarter. There's been this eternal lament, it seems, in New York around the fortunes of the Knicks and the angst towards the owner. Winning the playoff series and advancing to this, how big a happening in New York has this been?
It's huge. Yeah, unbelievable. They've just got behind it. Like, even to the extent that, you know, what you would have saw last week with the New York fans buying out the stadium in Philadelphia, the 76ers, where a lot of sports talk radio people were trying to figure out, do these people actually have jobs? How are they getting down there? And how are they actually keeping employment? Scenes tonight, more so if the Knicks win. I know it's relatively very poised right now. If they win the game of basketball, there will be madness out the front of Madison Square Garden. And you'd think there's a lot of space outside Madison Square Garden. There's only a little bit of a foyer that then dips onto the 7th Avenue, which is one of the busiest streets in the world. And there's about 10,000 people congregate in this small area. Police can't control it, and they go berserk. So that's one thing that you can pick up when you have a look at your Twitter or your social media. You can see Knicks fans going crazy. They have just rallied behind the Knicks, making it a hot furnace inside Madison Square Garden. That's exciting to watch basketball.
That's going right down to the wire, game one. It's 2 points the difference with 3.5 minutes to go, and the Knicks in possession. So I'll let you get back to the final couple of minutes of it. Before we finish, so in terms of weirdest sporting pop culture television stagings, the roast of Tom Brady on Netflix. Now, I've seen clips. I haven't seen the full show yet. Just for sheer oddity, how are we rating this?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to rate it. I was with you at the beginning. This is odd. It's got had the Jeff Ross, who's known as the global roast master. He's been doing it for 30 years. He's a stand-up comedian. He's the master that comes out, but of course hosted by Kevin Hart, who copped a lot for being small. I'm watching it, and then I couldn't look away. I had to keep watching this, Jared. It was amazing, and to get insights into these guys from a sports perspective was fascinating, because you had Bill Belichick, and it's obviously been talked about with Bill and Tom, and who was more important to, you know, creating the dynasty. These guys coming together, and, you know, in terms of Bill Belichick, roasting Tom Brady, saying some terrible things about him that was hilarious. And in the end, they hugged and shook hands and sat down. And then also you've got Bob Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, who's, you know, they think is in a public spat at the moment with Bill Belichick. And they went up and did a shot together. So from a sports, if you're a sports reporter, you've got to remember sports people, reporters have written books and documents on all these relationships, and in one, you know, 3-hour roast, they all come together and they look like they're having a great time. So from a sporting moment, it was fantastic, and there were some hilarious moments there really was. You know, Edelman was fantastic up there. Gronkowski was funny when he got up there, filthy but funny. And he copped a lot of abuse, though, Rob Gronkowski, the poor guy, for being slow. And of course Tom Brady just got destroyed. Some things were like, oh, my goodness. A lot about the jiu-jitsu instructor who's now running around with his ex-wife, Giselle. And, of course, Alex Guerrero, the guy that sort of took Tom Brady away from Belichick in those final years when Alex Guerrero is the trainer that tried to help, you know, extend Tom Brady's career and Tom was spending every day with. So you can imagine the comedic bits that were coming from that.
Yeah, I'm not sure how fit for television it was, but it was a happening. Blanksy, terrific. All right, there's 3.5 minutes to go at the Garden. I'll let you go.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, good man. Thanks, Jared.
Good on you, Blanksy. I got finished watching the roast of Tom Brady on Netflix late last night. It's brutal, awkward, cringy, shocking, at times hilarious, and very long. It's not for the faint heart. And I do wonder how much Netflix paid Tom for him to sit on stage for 3 hours and be taunted and abused. Very odd moment in sport, pop culture, and television.